Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
Sadly, Jennifer could not be here tonight. Still a little under the weather. But it's you guys just had a bunch of fun. That was exciting.
Yeah. We went on vacation. You know, me, Nika, Jennifer, and some other buds from the Podosphere and so forth and so on. Shout out Branson, Missouri for being weird as fuck.
It was so fun.
And also very cheap.
We loved it.
Now, is it true that dads are strictly not allowed? Is that true?
Yes, that is true. You guys were like, oh, so what are you guys doing? And then we would leave the G-Chat and we installed a custom plugin that played the AOL Instant Messenger goodbye / door closing sound every time you asked.
There really weren't any dads. There were plenty of daddies, though.
Yeah, there's no dads this time. And that's so cool.
Wow.
I think Celine's just going to get real quiet. What do you guys think?
Sure, sounds the easiest.
Yeah. I'll do Celine's voice.
Let's hear it.
I'm Celine.
That was so good. I want to kiss you because you're my wife now.
Hey.
Previously on Greetings, Adventurers.
I think that we had talked about, you know, striking out a bit.
Yeah.
We've done the whole maze thing.
The door bursts open. A large Myconid walks through.
What'd he look like?
Big dick.
Help us. My tale of woe begins. First, Fungarum went missing a few months back. Then Fungarum showed up again a few weeks later. He was dead, and his body had been cut in many places. Then Puffstem went missing, and Tendrilla, and they did not come back. Well, Shroomix went missing next. Shroomix came back, but Shroomix was different. Their eyes were red, and they had veins that were red, and they went crazy, and they smashed, and we had to kill them. In the last few weeks, a dozen have gone missing, and our town is being attacked by who are once our friends.
We could be ready to go.
Let's go.
You are being followed and have been surrounded by what appears to be a group of large mushroom men who want to kill you. They've got red glowing eyes.
Oh, shit.
Oh, motherfucker, Sporland, you led your goddamn motherfuckers to us.
I don't want to go out like this. Not to Veilstock and Capwise here and Lichenor.
You mock it to death.
I think that's my most successful murder spell.
That is so much damage because you break its fucking whatever. Describe killing it.
Like, that was easy. Like, I bashed a dead Christmas tree in fucking May.
And you look at it and it's dead and you're like, oh, three specimens to study.
That's right.
Fungarum's like, oh no, I knew these people.
Yeah, that's rough, man. So, like, should we scuttle hurried to your home to make sure it's not under more attack or what? I know we mentioned taking samples, but I'm not a fucking scientist.
Do you know someone that might, like, can we cut off I cut off a finger. Can I do that? Can I cut off a finger? Would you be offended morally if I cut off a finger so that we could test it and see what this is?
Are you asking me? Fungarum?
Yeah. Yeah, you said you knew these people, so I'm not just gonna...
Right, like, it would be fucked up if we, you know, it was, like, sacred to you or whatever.
And I just disembodied your best friend.
Right, we're not Mike and Ed, so... Is there a better place to cut out than a finger? What works for you?
A finger sounds fine.
Okay.
Fingers aren't important.
Okay.
Do you want one of my fingers?
Are you infected?
No.
Okay, then no, I don't think we need your finger.
Okay.
Thank you.
Should we get something bigger than a finger, or...
Let's get an arm. Can we take an arm? A forearm. Elbow down.
What about a head? We should probably get a head in there, right?
No, we don't need forearms.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
What about our torso? Just a chunk of torso.
Yeah. Because to get the torso, you literally have to cut off all the arms and the legs and the head. So then you have a separate pile of individual things, and it feels wasteful.
That's a real, like, ship of Theseus style problem. It's like, mm-hmm. Did you cut off the torso, or did you cut off the head and the arms and legs?
Oh, wow. I haven't read that book.
Which is not at all what the ship of Theseus is, but...
I was like, I don't think that's what it is, but I guess I can see why you would say it like that. Change of perspective.
Celine, do you want to burn these bodies just in case?
I could totally burn these bodies if that's something that we think we should do.
It's so hard right now. Oh my god.
I think we should do that.
Holy shit. Keep going.
Celine lights them up. She burns them. She burns them real good after you chop them to bits. And Fungarum goes,
thank you. They will no longer cause any more harm.
Well... Let's get moving. We want to make sure that none of your other friends have turned into these bloodshot freakies.
Yes, let's get going.
Would we still call these zombies? I mean...
They feel like zombies to me.
The OT would classify these as Mushroomus larginagerdverderfish. So that's the right way to do it.
Oh, hell yeah.
How do we kill them? Do we just, or I guess, like, I know, like, we can kill them, but is there a more effective way of killing them? Can we just light them on fire? Can we torch them with, I don't, slime? I'm asking Celine.
I don't know.
Well, you just seem to know a lot about them, so I thought maybe you would know some more.
Yeah, it's fair that you knew its whole fucked up Latin name or whatever, so it's not that the place.
I'm sorry I asked a follow-up.
Jesus Christ. You're acting weird today.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, Celine, 6 follow-up questions if I can.
My throat hurts. I think I'm losing my voice.
Oh shit. Get your voice back mostly to perfect, and we ask you to go super high and speak in Latin. That's our bad. We're not good friends.
Okay, so yeah, she doesn't know.
Okay. Okay, so I guess let's just cut a head off and go to.
Yeah, I think you cut a head off and you burn the rest.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah, because Celine lit them up.
And go to Fungal Town, baby.
I would like to inspect it. I would like to do, just let's get in there. Don't make me do a medicine.
Do you want me to do a medicine? I want you to do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Rourke, but.
No, you do it.
Okay.
Medicine or nature would be good.
Wow, I got none of those. I'll give you.
I just didn't want you to panic, and I wanted to lift you up by saying I have a very good medicine.
Okay. Do you still have bardic inspiration?
Keep it. You're good. Dirty 20, my friend.
As you inspect the head, you notice towards. So it's a big mushroom head, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we know what mushroom heads look like. It's like a cap of a mushroom.
Yeah, it's like a hat.
It's like a tall frisbee.
It's like a tall frisbee.
It's like a
dick. Not really. I mean, some
end of a dick.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but then like towards the back. So it's got its eyeballs in the front, but towards the back, you do note there is what looks like some sort of scabbed over wound. Still fairly fresh.
Ew.
But would have been from before the fight, for sure. And it looks suspect to you.
Yeah, man, I want to get in there.
Yeah.
Lick it.
Guys, there's a weird hole. Do you guys want to see its weird hole?
Yeah.
Fungarum, is this normal?
Can I put a stick in it?
It looks like a scab.
No, that is unusual. I don't have one of those.
All right. Do these things have a bone structure? If not, I just want to rip it open.
You're not going to nature roll that hole first?
I mean, I got medicine found me it, so I feel like, you know, I'm here, baby. Like, it's not a bad idea.
True. You're in the hole.
Yeah, like, it would take some strength because, you know, they're not totally soft.
Yeah, they're not wet paper towel.
You start to sort of pull it open, and you can see that it's actually a really deep incision. Like, something was inserted way down in there.
What the hell?
Oh, so it looks like intentional and not like a battle wound.
It does look intentional as you bust it open.
Oh, it's probably just like wildlife tagging so they can make sure that they're okay.
Yeah. This must be its fin. It's fine.
Yeah.
Does a little guy get up and run out like in Men in Black or anything like that?
Nope. No little guy.
Well, I'm out of ideas.
Well, leave him here, I guess. Bye.
Just throws him to the ground.
You do, I suppose, if you keep tearing it open, you will eventually find a brain.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to fucking stop, man. You keep saying interesting things, I'm going to go past it.
Yeah, so it looks like there is basically a hole that goes all the way down to where a bunch of weird organs are in its head space.
Okay.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow, Fungarum, this is messed up. So, I mean,
you just tore my friend's head open.
Easy, man. We
asked for permission.
Right. You did, like, gave no input. Jesus. Can we go look at... Ah, fuck. Can we lightly retcon? Because would we have burned... We said we burned the other boys.
In the charred remains, you can see there are similar holes.
Okay. Goddamn.
Sick. I want to tear into one of those holes. I know I won't find anything different, but like he got a hole.
Yeah, he got a nice dry hole. Mine's wet as hell.
Yeah, it would be crusty and dry and ashy.
Yeah.
And yeah. Dusty.
Hell yeah.
It would go.
Hell yeah. All right.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Michael, can I get a hole too, please?
There's another one left, so.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
It'd be so crazy if Celine like described it.
what's in my hole, Michael?
No holes denied. It's the opposite.
Describe Nika's hole.
I think I don't want to
do it.
This is, sounds like a cop out, but it's a lot like Bachman's hole.
No, that's true. Actually, that is true. Yeah, that is true. That checks out. That was a lucky guess.
If you ever want to check out like my OnlyFans as like a demo just to see what you're getting into, and then you can go check out Nico's.
They're basically the exact same.
But it goes all the way to the brain.
Okay.
Same.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's so something is does this ring any bells? Who would fucking do whatever the hell is happening here in the back of your brain?
Are you guys born like this? Is this like your belly button?
Yeah, can I see the back of your head?
You look at the back of his head and it's smooth. Unblemished.
That's smooth as hell. There ain't no hole there to be found.
Did anything or has anything been going on weird in your town recently?
Other than the zombies.
I mean, other than the attacks?
Yeah, I mean, like, right before that.
Well, there was one villager who said he saw a ghost.
Okay.
Okay.
His name is Mossbell.
Moss?
I don't honestly care about the names. I know your name, and for right now, that's good. I don't want to be rude.
Okay.
But, like, do you, like, Screech and Rourke, do you know any of the other names?
I don't think so.
You don't remember?
Yeah, see, I'm just saying, like, it's not really penetrating our hole, so to speak.
Shroomix? You don't remember Tendrilla?
We can't do this. I did remember Tendrilla, I will say that.
I mean, we get visits from Felia Emberbrew, but she's been coming for years.
Okay.
Now, who is Felia Emberbrew?
Felia Emberbrew is, she is a druid who comes and communes with us.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
Okay, that sounds pretty cool.
And has she come anywhere near the time of these head issues? Because it feels like she would have some great insight to this.
She, after the head issue started, she was concerned and she has been staying nearby.
Oh, that's good. I do appreciate that after I made fun of you telling us all their names, I am going to remember Felia. Was it Emberbrew?
Emberbrew, yes.
Because she sounds important and stuff. And I just want to apologize if I was, you know, at all condescending to your dead friends.
No, that's fine.
We could hear more about, was it Mothra? Because that one sounded really fun. Mothman?
Well, I don't know if we want to go that far, but...
Oh, sorry. No.
Actually, my name might be Sporlin.
You're Sporlin, and then your town is whatever I was calling you.
No, Fungarum is another one.
Oh, okay, cool. You're Sporlin. That's on me.
Thanks for correcting us, though. Don't let us call you the same name.
Yeah.
Yeah, that must have been so awkward for you. I hate when that happens.
It was. I actually was buying into it. So
you're like, maybe that is my name.
Did Fungorum have like a better life or something? Do you want to take?
Well, this is his head. So my voice is getting weirder as we go.
We could. Yeah. Okay. You could be any one of these guys, I bet.
No, I don't need to be. I don't need to live Moss Bell's life.
That's fair. That's fair. All right. Well, let's get back to your town and which is called what again?
Does not have a name.
Cool.
Wait, so what was Fungarum?
This guy. He points at a...
Oh, god damn.
Oh, god
damn. I gotta move him from town name to dead friend.
Isn't it like Fungal Town? Fungarum?
Fungarum is a great name for a town, if you want to, like, honor it, honor this guy.
It really is.
We could call it Fungarum. I could bring it up.
That would actually help me a lot.
Yeah, let's just say that. That's okay, fine.
Cool.
Sick.
Everyone will be okay with it. I'm the king of Mushroom Town. Did I say that?
You're the king?
So I can just make all the decisions.
Okay.
You're the king of Fungarum.
You love it, see? Great day.
Why would you want to be... Oh, are you trying to do a Prince and the Pauper situation?
What?
Because you wanted to be Fungarum, but you're the king.
Uh-huh.
And we were asking if you wanted his life, so it was more like, do you want to be a more normal person?
I think he was just being polite, you know.
Prince and the Pauper, but the Pauper's just a dead guy?
Yeah, Prince and the Corpse.
Weekend at Fungarum's. All right, let's go. I'm walking here.
All right, so you walk.
If we see any signs that say the name of the town, I'll scratch it out, right? Fingarum.
That's smart, actually, because we'll get lost on the way back. It's like, what is this?
There are no signs.
Everybody just knows where they're going?
What the hell?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, can I put on the glasses from earlier to see if there's any like weird like spores or fungal trails or something like that?
There'd probably be a lot, huh?
Maybe.
Yeah, when you say earlier, you mean like the beginning of the campaign.
And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm so excited to find out what these glasses are.
Wait, no. It was pretty recent.
We had the glasses on so we could see the special spots on the fungus.
Yeah.
Because some of the fungi, as you said earlier, Michael, were reacting with the glasses, and that's why we could see them. So maybe we could use it here.
So like that was like only like a month or two ago, if not more.
Yeah.
In game, yeah.
You're a genius.
See, I don't remember much, but I do remember some things.
You're a goddamn genius.
You put them on, and a number of the mushrooms around you sort of light up. They seem to do it in a haphazard way, though. That doesn't really make all... There's like a green one over there, and a blue one over there, and a red one over there.
Okay.
But they don't seem to be... They just sort of seem to be scattered about.
Could I look at the head and see if the head is any color or anything like that of... Fungarum.
The myconid?
Yes, the myconid.
No, it does not do anything special.
Okay. So these glasses don't show me anything with the infected, which means that the infected don't react to the myconids. Or maybe they just don't react to the infected myconids. I look at Sporlin. What's his name?
Sporlin. What?
Does he reflect with the glasses?
He just seems like a guy.
Just a fucking guy.
Okay. And he's also just a guy. Okay. But there are some different mushrooms over here that are different colors. They're blinking haphazardly. I don't see anything.
Yeah. And it seems to be like this sort of breed of mushroom is all this. And they look edible, probably.
The people?
No, the glowing mushrooms.
Got it.
Okay. I put the glasses on, take them off, I mean, and I say, this got me nothing, except that maybe we could eat these certain mushrooms, I think.
Okay, well, I do not take back my compliment.
We tried.
How do you know that's not the key to everything?
No.
So true. Can we create some sort of mask system so that we're not inhaling the spores whenever we go into this infected town?
Yeah. You can do a cloth over your mouth. I heard those are very effective.
Okay. I would like to do that. Are there craft checks?
No, you can just do it.
Okay, I just do it. We look so stylish and fabulous.
Yeah, you look awesome. Okay, you're in town.
Okay.
Here we are. I'm the king of Fungara.
Yeah, it sounds good, doesn't it?
It rolls off the tongue. I got nothing.
You got nothing. Okay. We're not doctors, so is the druid here?
Yeah, maybe we could go talk to Fralina?
Failia.
Ember Brew?
Ember Brew, yes.
She's been staying on the outskirts of town.
Perfect.
And the outskirts that we're at right now? Or the other outskirts?
If it's on the direct opposite, then maybe we should wait, because...
Oh, no. It's like a 25 degrees outskirts, so you only have to go like a quarter of the way.
Oh, okay. How big is this town, Michael?
Yeah. How many people? Is this a town, a hamlet, a village?
It's pretty big.
Hell yeah.
There's like probably 300 myconids living here.
Whoa.
That's the size of the town that my family's home is in real life.
Wow.
They have that many myconids?
300 myconids, yeah.
That's so few people.
I grew up in a town of 600, and I thought that was small.
That's so small, but not as small as some people's towns.
There's some towns in Missouri that only have like 64 people.
If Jennifer was here, she would be able to say how small her town was, because her town didn't even have it a post office or anything. It just had one stoplight.
Oh, no.
What? We had a post office.
Yeah, it's just a postal district.
What the fuck?
Wow. It's not even a real town.
So you're heading towards... Thalia.
Yes. Thalia.
Thalia. Thalia. Thalia.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
I feel ya.
Thalia Ember Brew.
It's not that far. You walk around the outskirts of this big cavern, because we're in a cavern. We all know that, right?
Well, I think we're always in a cavern, I assume.
We're always in a cavern. Constantly dark.
Do we ever have to squeeze through tight passages, or is it always pretty open?
Well, I mean, it goes back and forth. Sometimes it's a real tight passage.
Mm.
You gotta squeeze through.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes real short. Got a hunker.
Uh-huh. Sometimes you gotta crawl.
Sometimes big as hell for no reason.
Sometimes there's water. That's scary.
How often are there like glowing mushrooms though, you know?
I mean, you put the glasses on pretty often.
Oh.
Yeah.
But they're not like glowing.
I'll point them out. I'll just wear the glasses. And
there are also just glowing mushrooms.
Do we only have one pair of glasses or do we all have one?
No, there's just one set.
Oh.
I'll let you wear them for a while if you want. But at the end of the game, I always have them back in my backpack.
No, I can't wear them on top of my night vision. So.
Why not? Have you tried?
Okay, hand them over, I guess.
They're pretty big. Double stack them.
Yeah, let's do it. I double stack the glasses.
Yeah, it works, but it's awkward as fuck.
It's probably the same way that, like, if you turn on the lights when you got night vision goggles on and it just, like, blows it out and it can blind you, the mushrooms are insanely bright and I scream.
Screech, are you okay?
I can't do that anymore.
What happened?
What are you talking about? It's just normal. They just look like the mushrooms.
They were so fucking bright. I don't know how you do it.
Are you high? Do you have sensitive eyes? Do I have powerful eyes?
Put these on. Put these on. I give her the night vision goggles, and then I walk into a wall while I'm waiting.
I already have night vision. Does it change anything?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, Michael, what happens?
It's like if you put on your dad's glasses, and then everything gets real blurry.
Oh.
Rourke screams and throws them back at Screech. These are awful.
I catch them. They don't break.
How do you catch them? You can't fucking see. Owned.
Shit.
They break as fuck. Welcome to the dark.
I rolled an 11.
You're fine.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
Hey, everybody. Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
All right, we're going. We're walking towards Ember Brew.
Okay, you get to Philia Ember Brew's area. It is different than the other places, being that she is not a mushroom person, and they all live in a certain kind of mushroom hut, and she's got a different kind of mushroom hut.
What are the huts built out of?
What do you think?
Well, it's not wood.
Reeds and palms?
He said mushroom hut.
Yeah, you said mushroom hut. So is it built out of the bigger mushrooms?
Oh.
Do they live inside their big buddies?
They're mushroom people. They grow mushrooms to eat. And they grow really big mushrooms to live in.
So mushrooms can be many things in this universe. They can be sentient beings, food that is not sentient, or is the food sentient also?
The mushroom, there's just regular mushrooms.
Why'd you answer that like you just got caught? You're like, the food?
Oh, shit. I feel like it was a classic, if I answer this incorrectly, they're going to run in some random fucking direction with
it. Yeah, well, it's going to happen no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, myconids are just like, they're fucking weird, you know?
So Phalia is also living in a giant mushroom hut.
Yeah, but hers is clearly, well, actually, I think she maybe like, she's got like a weird stump, like a huge stump that she, it's like a tree stump. You're like, how did this get down here? Clearly it doesn't belong there. She must have magically made it.
Wow.
Oh, druids are cool. They can do that.
Okay.
That's so cool.
She lives in a stump.
Hello, Phalia, are you there?
I knock on her stump.
She opens the door and is very surprised to see you.
Hey, what's up?
Oh,
hello.
I never see anyone down these parts except for my mushroom friends. Who are you? How did you get here?
We live down here, and we came because these mushrooms attacked us, and they're kind of like zombies.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to figure out what happened.
You want to look at some holes?
Yeah, we got some holes to show you.
Yeah.
Sporlin here, not super knowledgeable about the situation. No shade to you, Sporlin. You're a great king, it seems like.
I'm the king.
We do know this.
You are the king.
He did change the name of the town after we didn't know his name, so.
Oh.
That's cool.
What is the town called?
Fungarum.
Like the missing.
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that anymore.
Oh.
He's we found him. He's dead. This is Fungarum. You don't recognize him? Holding the head up to her face.
Oh, my.
Look at the hole.
Yes, there is a hole here.
I can recognize that hole anywhere.
This is very strange.
Wait, is that the one you tore apart? Or are you giving her an intact hole?
I would put it back together, and I feel like the fact that it's a mushroom, it would go back together, and then when I gave it to her, he'd flop over it open all embarrassingly.
We like taped it together.
Sorry. I was doing science on him. But I don't know shit about science, so.
Yes. Well, you see here, and she points at where the hole is. Yes, it looks like it goes down into there. They have several very fascinating species. They have several organs in their head that control all sorts of things, like their growth and their speech patterns and other brain things that brains do.
That's cool.
Yes, they're yes, that is cool.
Is that why you're here? You're fascinated with mushroom ecology, myconid ecology, or something?
Mm-hmm. Yes, very much so. Very much so. It is my calling. It's what I, it's what I love. And you take a glance around, and you see there's a lot of like, you know, doilies with mushrooms on them, and like mushroom stuffed animals, mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
Oh my gosh, she loves them. So, you've been coming here for a while, right?
Years, years and years. Yes.
And how long has it been since these infected started popping up?
Well, I came to visit a few months ago, and that's when they told me about the first one. So since then, I stayed.
Have you had to protect yourself from any of them?
Me? No, I've been lucky, but I have druidic magic, so. I would be safe.
Do you have any idea what could be causing this? Whether if you've seen magics like this before, or perhaps any, I don't know, enemies that the Myconids might not be aware of?
That could be it. It could be some treacherous monster from the Underdark, maybe.
Okay.
That's snuck up and is attacking them. But no, I don't know how or why. There are hook horrors will feed on them. And
shit.
And so maybe it's a hook horror hole. Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe it is.
Do you know of hook horrors to make a hole like this and then cause them to grow red goo and then go wild?
I do not. No, that is...
Michael, I gotta do an insight check.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I would like to sense motive this lady.
You know what I'm saying?
What is that meaning?
I'm never gonna not say it.
I know, Michael. It did kind of go through my head twice of like, I feel bad because this is clearly Michael's character. And if I say she's lying, Michael is going to be mad for 6 straight days. 18, Michael DeMauro.
I got a 19. Rourke looks at Chuck and is like, gives the sign for like, I don't trust her.
Mm-hmm.
She seems like she's maybe a part of this.
And I'm used to this because this is something that Rourke says to Chuck roughly every day. So, but in this case, I'm like, I nod and scratch my beard and give her a thumbs up with hiding it with my beard.
Screech is fucking with the goggles.
You feel like maybe she isn't telling you everything. Can you give me a perception roll?
Sure. 17.
16.
See, we switched. There we go. Everything's back
in order. Yeah, it was perfect.
19. I wasn't listening, but like every once in a while you pick up on something and it draws your attention back.
Right. And it makes a lot of sense. You are very ocular focused right now. So as we're like studying this person, seems like you're just literally fucking around with your eyes.
I zoom in super close with the goggles and I see a single bead of sweat form.
Yeah.
You notice that there are, there's a table, right? There's a little cook pot and a table, and you notice there are, two place settings there.
You expecting company?
No.
Long lost dead husband that you always set a place for, even to this day?
How romantic.
It's my son, Thaldin, my son.
You seem a little nervous. Is there a reason why you're nervous?
Your son's dead?
What's Thaldin's middle name?
He doesn't have a middle name.
Damn, she's good.
What's his last name?
Ember Brew.
Damn, she's good. Who's his mom then?
Where's the little scamp? Let me talk to him.
He's resting.
Here?
Yes, he has not been feeling well.
Now, how old is your son?
He's 12.
Okay.
And he's just been under the weather. He's just in the back room sleeping. There is a door.
But maybe you could wake your son up for us. I'm sure...
I'm a cleric, so it would probably be wise for me to look at him. I can remove an ailment for you. I do it for free.
Yeah.
And I do like some sort of flourish to thaumaturge, like my eyes or whatever.
While he's doing that, Rort goes towards the room in the back. And be like, well, let's just go back here. And just starts to open whatever door is closest.
Please, he's... And you, do you open the door?
Yeah, I open the door.
You hear from inside the dark room.
Oh, that's a sick 12-year-old if I ever heard one.
Yeah, that sounds like a sick 12-year-old. Let's get in here. Or maybe it's a coughing hay boy. And I throw the door open.
You see what appears to be a sickly-looking 12-year-old boy in bed.
Kick, get him!
Yeah, tear his wig off. It's not a real boy.
Hello?
Well, does he look, have, like, red shit, or is he just looks like a waif?
You can do, like, a medicine check on him.
No, I'm just looking.
Yeah. Check his head for holes.
But I guess I should just do that.
I'll do a medicine check on him. I know nothing about it. I got a 6.
I got a 16. I push you out of the way. Which would be rude if we didn't know each other so well.
So you do note that he had, like, his eyes, like, they look like bloodshot at first, but they kind of had, like, a red sort of ring around them. And, yeah.
She's harboring an infected. Or she made him infected.
So our assumption right now is that whatever gets stuck in the head through the hole, or not through the hole, but, like, that makes a hole, is what causes the infection. So, but because I just realized we're being like real loosey goosey with an unknown infection and just kind of like digging our hands in. And I licked my fingers after the last one.
We have gloves. We have masks. Our PPE is off the charts.
Okay.
What other PPE do you want for ye old times?
I just don't want to start getting like red goop.
Yeah, I don't want that either. I cast lesser restoration on the boy, Michael, tomorrow. I kind of put my hands out and... As I'm, like, feeling for his fever.
It doesn't seem to do anything.
Fuck. That makes sense.
And she goes, we've been to clerics.
Wait a minute. This started everything in the infected town a couple weeks ago. And how long has he been sick?
He's...
Just recently?
He's not making the mushroom people sick.
How do you know?
He could be patient zero. He might be the one that's causing everything. Or he could be a victim of it.
I think that you should leave.
Can I see any mushroom goop under the boy's fingernails?
Mushroom goop?
Yeah, bits of mushroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what are you thinking? Like, I'm trying to follow your...
I want to know if the boy is going feral at night and infecting the mushrooms. Yeah, maybe he's a were-mushroom.
Yeah.
Roll perception for me.
I will. Fair enough. 16.
His hands look like they've never done anything but held a Nintendo DS.
Nintendo DS, canonical. Thank you.
You fucked up.
Please leave.
Okay, well, sorry to... Of course. I go to puff his pillow and slip a hand in the back of his head to feel if he's got a hole back there.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that.
If I have to roll for sleight of hand or stealth.
Roll sleight of hand.
I got a 23. Okay, it's the same bonus at 23.
You, like, really get a good grip on the back of this kid's head. Like, you feel every little... And there's like, this might be, it's a pimple. No.
Ugh.
Just a blemish. And there's nothing there. You are positive. There's no holes in the back of this kid's head.
Okay.
That makes me even more worried.
See, if we found something, you know what I'm saying? But now that we didn't find something, now I'm like, what?
it only proves that he would be patient zero and infecting everyone else because he doesn't have to have the same thing in the back of his head to still be making everyone else be sick.
Out of character, you know, should we just fucking murder this child?
Yeah.
And save the world?
Maybe.
Or, you know, if that doesn't work, we'll try another, you know, do something else horrible.
Yeah, yeah. But if we got, I mean, as many kids as it
as
takes.
Many, I don't care how many kids as it takes. Yeah, we go full peacemaker in their ass.
If the Yeah, if this goes bad, we just kill everyone in the town, burn the town, and then we say that there was a rampant infectious disease.
We keep spoiling because he's kind of a dude, and I feel like he would just be like, okay, you're king of this backpack now and shit like that. All right, back in character. Sorry for the intrusion. This must seem very, very rude, but you can see that we're very nervous and taking care of things. We're trying to at least. We're super sorry. I hope that you can learn to look past, if not forgive, this rudeness.
I leave a sausage roll on the table for her.
That's a good one.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I don't think you need to be here. You can just move on.
Okay.
Goodbye.
What are we thinking?
So my question is, if we think that the boy is would be some type of patient zero, how did he get infected? Because he ain't got no hole.
Yeah, so true.
But he could be a carrier for it. So he might have just like innately had it. And then maybe something happened to him that triggered it to go active.
Yeah, here's my lore. This bitch obsessed with mushrooms. She looks like had her dirty son with dirty hair and beautiful fingernails. She's like, eat this little boy. And he doesn't turn into a beautiful mushroom, but boy, does it fuck him up. And she's like, ooh, I want to get this boy to be a mushroom so bad. And then maybe she's sucking out brain juice out of the back of her fucking dude's heads and injecting it into the boy. Putting in the stew. Should we try to eat the stew? What if we try to eat the stew? That stew looks pretty good. Could I have some? Here is 17 gold. That's a fuck ton of gold. I know what you're thinking. That's probably, wait a second, rewind. That's clearly a bribe amount of gold, right? Like, this isn't just me trying to, here's a gold.
Did you say a gold or eight?
A, one.
Okay, yeah, okay, perfect. I was going to say, I don't think we need to do more than, like, two.
Yeah, if we go, like, too high, you're like, what the fuck?
And she has, like, she's a druid tradeswoman, so I don't know, maybe.
I don't need your money. I've been offended, and I want you to leave.
But can we have some stew, please?
Yeah, a little bit of stew, and then
I'm so fucking hungry, you don't understand?
Give us some stew, and we'll leave. Damn.
Yeah, well, let us buy some of your goddamn food.
It's only good manners as a hostess.
To sell you dinner?
Yeah.
Well, it'd be nicer to give it to us, but we've been...
Invite us.
We've been so rude to you that I think the least we could do.
Perhaps I could give you a performance.
That would rule for you.
For the night.
Perhaps I'm going to start getting snippy if you don't leave.
It'd be so great if while your son is sleeping, you start playing a bunch of music that she doesn't want to listen to.
Rourke starts playing ska. It's just trombones.
They'll allow me to perform for you, pulls out a trombone.
We're getting dangerously into Weekend at Bernie's 2 scenario, and I'm only comfortable with Weekend at Bernie's 1. All right, gang. We've been very rude. Sporlin, very, very sorry that... we made you look bad to her.
What? What do you mean?
Whatever.
Michael, can I stealth and finger and stick a finger in that soup on my way out?
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, you sure can.
I'm glad you said soup. Cut that. Forget. I don't know.
Cut that.
Cut.
20. Unnatural.
Yeah, you put a finger in the soup. What are you doing?
I slurped that down.
Jesus.
It tastes like it needs some salt, but it seems to be a mushroom stew.
Okay.
Which we do know is their food, so whatever. Well, that's a curtain call for Screech Echo. That must have been fun for you.
I think that she's still up to something.
Yeah.
What if whenever we leave, we camp out tonight and then we watch her and see what's going on?
Are druids good at detection?
Yeah, they have wisdom, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Fuck.
Rourke, I give you a big ass high five. That was literally my idea. I'm like, yes! What do you do instead of pester someone for 6 hours straight? You tail them.
Yeah.
And then I rub Screech's shoulders. But hey, my mentee here can track anything and be stealthier than the grave. So
am I feeling all right?
Yeah, you feel fine.
Oh, yeah. That soup sucked.
I imagine we say this not in the hut, because that would be...
No, not in the...
Yeah, the whole thing. I'm like, yeah, I tried some of that soup. It was fine.
All right, we'll be here later tonight. All right, bye. We'll see you never again. Hink.
Okay, so you set up a spot to monitor?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, unless you think until it gets... I don't know if nighttime quite exists in the same way that we would understand it, but... I guess we do want to stake her out, but I'm wondering if, I don't know, as we sort of walked on the perimeter, if there's anything else we should look at. Sporland's not been very helpful, and, you know, he seems like the closest person I should ask, but when we arrived at the town for which he asked us to save, he told us I got nothing. So I feel like we've hit the bottom of that particular well.
Yeah, unless, like, maybe we can... use him to, like, if he has a relation with her, then maybe we could get him to do something for us. But that's about it, I think.
Sure.
So we're waiting outside the stump?
Yeah, right, gang? Because, like, we don't know much. So viewing the situation is going to help, even if it has nothing to do with Ember Brew, in my opinion.
Can I use my outstanding stealth, Michael, to fashion a sort of group cave ghillie suit, if you will?
Made out of mushrooms.
To keep the entire the party hidden.
Why not? Let's have one of you give me a survival and one of you give me a stealth.
I'll do the survival.
Trade you. I got a natural 20.
I didn't. I'm going to use my inspiration.
Do it.
I got a 14.
You find a pretty good spot, and Screech is able to really camouflage it.
Hell yeah.
Really camouflage it. Can't see shit.
We just look like a bunch of mushrooms and rocks.
Man, birds are going to shit on us. We look so normal.
So a bird shits on you.
Damn.
Fuck, we're just too normal.
Cave bird.
That's how you know it's good.
Oh, okay.
I guess it's a bat.
Oh, we do need to get rabies shots, though.
Shit.
It says you.
So... in a couple hours, all the lights go out in the stump hut.
Okay.
Okay.
And all the other huts around the village, all the lights go out. So it seems like it's a bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that's going on besides the lights going off? Like, after the lights go out?
No, it seems so quiet.
Screech, should you squeak on up there as we... stay on Overwatch?
Yeah. Let me sneak up there.
Are you sneaking up to the stump?
What do you want me to do? Try and take a bite of the boy?
No, absolutely not. No, don't do that, please.
I tried the stew, and that didn't...
I know. What else are you going to buy? You're going to have to bite something, that is for sure.
I'm going to bite.
You're going to bite. I do know that.
This dog's got to bite.
I cast or use my emboldening bond thing, which I haven't had a chance to for a while. This gives you a D4 to basically everything you do.
Cool.
For how long?
And then...
do you want invisibility?
I mean, don't need it, but sure.
Might hold me back. And then I also cast guidance on you.
Celine's like, this isn't very comfortable.
Okay, you want a pillow?
Do you have a pillow? That'd be great.
I know, but if you don't stop talking about pillows, I'm going to get loud, and then they're going to discover us.
I pull out a pillow-shaped sausage roll.
Oh, yeah. Squishes.
Where did you get this from?
So you can have a little snack if you wake up in the middle of the night and you're hungry. But don't eat all of it, because that's my pillow sausage roll. And wrap your hair. Sometimes it makes it greasy.
You don't put a case on it?
Your hair?
No, the sausage roll pillow.
No. Why would you do that? How are you going to take a nap or take a little snack if there's...
So this is a great conversation, but is Screech going down to the hut.
Yeah, I'm slinking on up there. Let me see what I get.
All right, roll stealth, baby.
17 plus 9, 27. Should I do the D4, Michael?
You're very hidden.
Yeah, so, 28.
You're so hidden. What are you doing? Are you peering in the window? Are you going to the door? What are you doing?
Well, I'm gonna peer in the window to see if I can go to the door.
Okay, you peer in the window, and you see movement inside.
What kind of movement?
It seems as though Velia is gathering up gear, like she might be heading out.
Why would she make a play setting for her son that can't get out of bed? Fuck!
Are the play settings still there?
No, the dishes have been done.
Huh. So she's not messy. Writing that down.
All right, does not have ADHD. Good to know. Or has the other type of ADHD?
I probably... Like, does it look like she's, like, about ready to go, or am I going to be here a while?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to wait outside the door, but, like, above it. Super sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna like set like Splinter Cell, you know, like above the door. Yeah. Just wait for her to go.
She goes. She leaves, and she's heading towards town.
Okay, so what's our sending stone situation? I'm pretty sure Chuck does not have one.
I don't think we. I have one to Lucy.
Fuck. We should have stolen that from Lucy. Okay, so from where Rourke and I are, and Celine, our good friend, we probably lose sight of Screech because it's literally impossible. No one could see it. And then eventually we see the druid leave, right?
But she looks like she's trying to be sneaky.
Okay. Rourke, I think we should try to follow her.
Yeah. Let's see where she's going.
Yeah, I'm not going to do... I won't be super good at it, but...
I can go invisible and then follow her.
Do it. That's awesome. And I'll stand kind of farther back and like listen for any screams.
Okay. I do it. I cast invisibility.
I'm going to try to stay far enough where if like Screech screams, I'll run to Screech. If you scream, I'll run to you. That type of situation.
I could do it at second level, so Chuck is invisible also.
I could be invisible. Hell yeah.
Or sorry, at third. Okay, I'll just do it at third level.
Sick.
Okay, so you guys are both invisible. What is Celine going to do?
So we're both invisible.
Celine, stay here on Overwatch and cast Fireball if anything's amiss or something less horrible.
She's going to cast Fireball.
Yeah, ready Fireball with the trigger being the first time you hear a sound.
Regardless of who it's from.
So what is Beholder Doodle doing then?
I'm slinking along the ground, sniffing the ground, picking up the trail. I mean, I can see it. I can see her, so I don't really need to do that. But yeah, just following.
So you're also going to follow?
Yeah. No, I've been following.
Hell yeah.
Okay. All right, so you're all following her. As she goes into town.
I do think that we're spread out and it's like that scene in Jurassic Park 2, The Lost World, where the fucking raptors are going through that field. Except for it's our bodies straight up walking through mushroom houses.
Yeah. The mushroom stalks don't move, though, because that would be giving it away.
She gets to one of the huts that is in a quieter area. And she sort of waves her hand and a bunch of like roots and stuff come out of the ground and a door just kind of opens up where there was none in the mushroom house.
Mm-hmm.
And she walks in and it closes behind her.
Okay.
Weird.
So there's she goes through a door that wasn't there, but are there windows or anything?
There are windows and there is a door.
I peek in the window.
Yeah, probably not going to see much there.
If I can see anything. If I cannot see anything, then...
Roll perception.
Dirty 20.
You crawl up to what is apparently the bedroom.
Ooh.
And you look in the window and you see Velia. And she is sticking something into the head.
Oh, shit.
Of a mushroom guy.
Already penetrated or not yet?
Oh, it's in.
Oh.
And I think that's a great place for us to stop.
No! Michael, no!
Oh, we're gonna fucking kill her.
Damn. Yeah.
We should probably not murder her, because, you know.
We should get something out of her.
We're making an orphan tonight.
Okay. Yeah, I guess we could do that. Sure. Thank you so much for folks coming over to ye old twitch.tv/geeklyinc. You have a few more seconds to enter the offer code in order to win some beautiful Die Hard dice. Thank you to Die Hard Dice for the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark. Friggin' gets you 15% off your order at dieharddice.com, including the Dracona Arita dice, which are very, very special for us. We get a little kissy in the back end. So if you need dice, might as well go with these.
I feel like that's kind of the best and worst slogan. If you need dice, might as well go with these.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, I'm always just afraid that, like, sometimes, you know, our audience is so good that we're like, please support us. They'll be like, I have to. I'm like, hey, this is, we get like a small amount of your purchase. But we love Die Hard Dice, so we want them to get, you know, stuff. But congrats to Abridged Chaos. You are the winner of this week's Die Hard Dice.
Hello. Yes.
Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Die Hard. If you want to hang out with us, we're here every single Tuesday without fail at twitch.tv/geeklyinc. And if you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter at geeklyinc at @dndpodcast. And we're also on Instagram at greetingsadventurers. You can find me in those places at Thrifty Nerd.
You can find me at those places at Tim Lanning. And stay tuned to our Patreon, where you'll be able to acquire the version of the live show that we did in Dragon Con. This is a way to make sure that we are able to do this again. We've really not made it too much of a secret that it's not a huge moneymaker for us, and we're pretty sure we lose money doing it. But, like, it's so much fun, and we turn it into, like, a vacation-y thingy that it doesn't feel that bad, but, like, legally it's not the best, quote-unquote, business move. But, hey, you can help make these shows more of a reality when they are on Patreon. You're allowed to, like, sell individual things on Patreon digitally. We're still messing with it because we've never done it before. We know what we want to do, but we're not sure if that's what we're going to be able to do. But you'll see what it is. So pay us a little money on the Patreon, and which is, like, I believe even outside of your subscription, obviously. But it's, like, you know, an extra special thing that helps us be able to do what we're able to do.
And it was really fun.
It was so fun. And it's long. So it's like, you get so much fucking content.
We went, like, what, an hour over what you told us you wanted to go?
Yeah. I went over well over.
I want to play more of it, actually.
Same.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, you know.
Because I think Bachman would be really fun at it. I think he'd enjoy it.
You can find me at Jennifer Cheek.
Oh, yeah, sorry. You can find me at Nika_Howard on Twitter or on Instagram at TheNikaHoward. I also have a link tree, and you can find me on all the other sites I have listed there.
You can find me at TheMikeBachman, also doing the Game Crime stream every Tuesday right after Greetings Adventures, roughly right after. We are playing some Project M and Project M EX, EX Remix, I think is what it's called. Some Smash Bros. Brawl mods.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That sounds wild.
It sounds crazy, bro.
It is.
All right. Well, gosh, until next week, keep it dicey.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.